With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota is reporting 180 new COVID-19 cases, sending the state total over 1,000. There are 1,168 total COVID-19 cases in the state. That total includes 51 people who've been hospitalized and 329 who fully recovered. The state has not updated the death total from 6, but KPASA Sioux Falls is reporting one Smithfield Foods employee has died from coronavirus complications. Minnehaha County saw 166 new cases. 80 of those are employees of the Smithfield plant in Sioux Falls. Smithfield employees account for a total of 518 COVID-19 cases. People who've had close contact with those employees, like family members, are another 126 of the state's cases. A group of CDC occupational experts are arriving in Sioux Falls today. Secretary of Health Kim Malzahn-Reisden says the state requested their help evaluating measures the Smithfield plant can take to reopen safely. She says Smithfield leaders are cooperating with those efforts. The Sioux Falls plant is closed until further notice. The mayor of Sioux Falls is going ahead with a citywide shelter-in-place ordinance now that Governor Kristi Noem has rejected his request to issue a countywide order. Mayor Paulton Haken did not say how the ordinance would differ from his earlier stay-at-home proclamation. The first reading of the ordinance will come at a meeting tonight, with a second reading scheduled for next week. Ten Haken's request for Noem comes as Minnehaha County saw its number of cases increasing over the past few days. The county now has reached 934 cases as of today. State government is issuing a new weekly report on the economic impact of the coronavirus. SDPB's Seth Tupper has the early data.
The pandemic is still so new that so far, weekly unemployment claims have been one of the only ways to measure the economic impact. In South Dakota, more than 16,000 people have filed for unemployment benefits in the weeks that show virus-related job losses. Now there's data on the broader economic impact. The State Bureau of Finance and Management will post weekly COVID-19 economic updates online. This week's dashboard says travel spending is down 70% from the same week last year. The state's weekly average of video lottery revenue is down 48% from January to March. And statewide job postings are down 10% since mid-March. Governor Kristi Noem says the economic hit will get worse.
I want to prepare you for the coming days where we will get numbers that will be shocking to all of you.
Without an income tax, South Dakota depends on sales taxes for much of its revenue. Noem says the state won't have full data about the pandemic's revenue impact until early May, when reports of April sales are published. A link to the state's data dashboard is available at covid.sd.gov. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
South Dakotans will receive federal stimulus checks in the days and weeks ahead. Some people will spend the money on immediate needs and essential bills. Rick Kaler is the founder of the Kaler Financial Group. He says people who do not have emergency needs right now should support local businesses and food shelves.
The opportunity, the reward, if I could put it that way, of taking that money and doing something truly helpful for somebody that needs it is going to have a much bigger reward than sending it back to the government.
Kaler says offering contributions to organizations is a valuable way to use extra stimulus money. Any single filer with an adjusted gross income of under $75,000 qualifies for a $1,200 check. South Dakota's Jewish community is celebrating Passover. Social distancing in the spread of COVID-19 has changed the social nature of the holiday. Rabbi Mendel Alperowitz is the co-director of the Chabad Jewish Center of South Dakota. Alperowitz says Passover is normally a time for friends and family to welcome others into their home, but that can't happen this year.
In Judaism, one of the strongest rules is the sanctity of human life. So it's absolutely imperative for everybody to follow the guidelines of the health officials to ensure that we stop the spread of this virus and do everything that we can to help those that need healing, and certainly to show appreciation to the doctors and nurses and really those who are standing out on the front line of this.
Alperowitz says it's important to help others who might be suffering. He says there are many ways for community members to provide help, and even reaching out with a call can make a difference.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.